Hello everybody, welcome back. Sorry for the long delay in between the last installment of the Devar Musar and this one. So we had just started chapter 3, the Parak Gimel, so I want to start over again just to get back into it. So Chavos Chaim begins that the Medrash explains a pasuk in Tehillim. Milfonecha mishpati yetze. Hashem tells David, and apparently it's regarding the story of Bathsheba, that you have instituted a Sanhedrin, right, a grand Bezdin, so go and have them judge you. David asks Hashem, no, I can't be judged by them because they don't accept bribes. They don't accept Sheichad. But you, Hashem, accept Sheichad. As it says, Sheichad, a bribe, mechek Rasha, yikach, will take from the pocket of a Rasha. What bribe does Hashem accept? Tshuva meisim taivim, good deeds. So Hashem admonishes us, that's the end of the Medrash, that as long as the gates of repentance are open, take advantage. I still take bribes, but once you depart this world and you enter the world to come, bribes are not accepted anymore. So what does this mean? How can we understand the concept of bribes by Hashem Yisbarach? So the Chafetz Chaim explains that the method how Hashem judges the world, we know there's two approaches. There's Midas HaDin, which is pure, strict judgment, and there's Midas HaChesed V'Rachmim, judging with mercy and with kindness. The way Hashem assesses every single act we take, mitzvah or aveira, tshuva or not, depends on how it's viewed. Is it viewed through the lens of Midas HaDin or through the lens of Midas HaRachmim? There's a judgment then passed about a person in totality. The combination of all his actions, can he be considered a tzaddik or a rasha? When each act of a person is examined, in Shemayim, they don't leave anything out. They inspect how closely he adhered to halacha, how perfectly the mitzvah was performed, how sensitive he was to all the ramifications of his actions, and then there's a whole another level of inspection on our thoughts and our heart. Alkol Nelam, everything hidden. Hashem knows if we intended L'shem Shemayim or not, how happy we were to do the mitzvah, how much amunah we had that this is the best thing in the world. Everything plays a role in assessing the mitzvah. And if the act is judged with strict midas hadin, then they can pick it apart. It won't measure up and is discounted and doesn't count towards making us into a tzaddik. And if so many of our mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim will be discounted and our averus will pile up high, that won't have a very pleasant outcome. And even if we do tshuva, the tshuva itself has to go through this process and it gets taken apart. And who can convince themselves that they've done a perfect tshuva? But if Hashem treats us with mercy and with kindness and midas harachamim, then Hashem accepts the mitzvah with all its failings. Although there certainly is a difference how much perfection a person has achieved, but the main thing is that the mitzvah is not discounted and can measure into whether a person's a tzaddik or not. And likewise, even if a person has many averis, if judged mercifully, Hashem will pick the averis apart, saying it was a shaygig, it was a mistake, it's not his fault, he doesn't know, and also all kinds of reasoning to lessen the severity and thereby change the scale to most of mitzvahs. Now, if a person wants Hashem to deal with him in that way, it has to work through the lens of Midas HaDin as well, meaning Midas HaDin is not satisfied that a person is getting rachamim and chesed. He doesn't deserve it. So it has to somehow make sense to Midas HaDin that the person should be judged with Midas HaRachmim, and only if a person practiced chesed and kindness himself, he was merciful in his lifetime, then it stands to reason that Hashem should be merciful with him, and the Midas HaDin is placated. As Chazal say, Kala Merachem al Habriyas, if you have mercy on people, Merachmin Olav min HaShemayim, then Hashem has mercy on you. And the pasuk says, "Mipri pi ish, tizba nafshay." From the fruits of a person's acts or his words, will be what sustains us in the world to come. The Zohar expounds on this concept as well. The Zohar in Parshas Emor says that we have learned that from the actions down here, the actions in Shemayim are affected. If a person performs a deed properly here in earth, this strengthens that midah in Shemayim as well. So if a person performs kindness, then kindness reigns in Shemayim. And throughout the day, so to speak, Hashem acts with kindness and is ma'ater himself in kindness, which means he adorns himself, which means that's the way he chooses to act. if a person acts with mercy here, then Hashem is ma'ater himself with rachamim, and it rains throughout the day as well. The day is then saved to be a shield, to protect the person throughout his life when he needs it. It's put into storage. And exactly according to how a person acts is how he's dealt with and praised. Ashrei is a person who demonstrates proper behavior in this world. And if a person chooses to be particular and unforgiving and bear grudges and demands his rights at every opportunity in this world, he's not mavri al midaysav, doesn't overlook, then the judgment in Shemayim proceeds in the same manner. And he'll suffer from the fruits of his labor, as the Pasuk says, Imru latzadik ki toiv, ki prima alalehem yechelu. Explain to a tzadik that he's doing well, it's good for him, he will eat the fruits of his actions. Oyla Rasha ra ki gmul yad av yasalai. And it's woe to a Rasha who will suffer from the outcome of his actions.